ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणे परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरून् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांचा कल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हरे कृष्ण So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 14, Text 25, Chapter entitled, Lord Krishna Explains the Yoga System. We read from verse 25 on the whiteboard.
Yathagnina hema malam jahati Dhmatam punasvam bhajate charupam आत्मा च कर्मानुशयं विधोया मद्भक्ति योगेन भजत्यतो मां यथाग्निना हेममलं जहाति ध्मातं पुनः स्वं भजते च रूपम् आत्मा च कर्मानुशयं विधूया मद्भक्तियोगेन भजत्यथो मां यथाग्निना हेममलं जहाति ध्मातं पुनः स्वं भजते च रूपम् आत्मा च कर्मानुशयं विधूया मद्भक्ति योगेन भजत्यथो माम्
Vaishnavis, mothers. Thank you. Kindly repeat after me the word-by-word synonyms and the translation and hear the purport all by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya and the most preeminent Shiksha Guru for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki. Kindly repeat after me. Yatha, just as. Agnina, by fire. Hema, gold. Malam, impurities. Jahati, gives up. Dhmatam, smelted. Punaha, again. Swam, its own. Bhajate, enters. Cha, also. Rupam, form. Atma, the spirit soul or consciousness. Cha, also. Karma, of fruitive activities. Anushayam, the resultant contamination. Vidhuya, removing. Mat bhakti yogena, by loving service to me. Bhajati, worships. Atho, thus. Maam, me. Translation, can you repeat after me? Just as gold, when smelted in fire, gives up its impurities and returns to its pure, brilliant state. Similarly, the spirit soul, absorbed in the fire of bhakti yoga, is purified of all contamination caused by previous fruitive activities and returns to its original position of serving me in the spiritual world. Kindly listen intently to the purport by His Divine Grace. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, this verse indicates that the devotees go back home, back to Godhead, and there worships Lord Krishna in His original spiritual body, which is compared to the original pure form of smelted gold. Gold, alloyed with inferior metals, cannot be purified by water and soap. Similarly, the heart's impurities cannot be removed by superficial processes. Only the fire of love of Godhead can cleanse one's soul and send one back home, back to Godhead, to engage in eternal loving service to the Lord. Hare Krishna. It's a privilege to be bestowed with this service to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, most especially quoting the words of the Supreme Lord Himself. But He is explaining the glories of Bhakti Yoga in general. And it's mentioned by various Acharyas as the excellence of Bhakti. It's not just about Yoga. So I seek the blessings and the prayers of each of the Vaishnavas present here, that I may render this service for your pleasure and my purification as per the purports of the Acharyas. This verse continues in the excellence of Bhakti. Bhavodakrita Swamin Bhakti Yoga Anapekshitaha. It is the super excellence of Bhakti. We know from the Krishna book where Srila Prabhupada mentioned the super excellent qualities of Krishna. So it perforce follows that when we say the excellence of Bhakti, it also continues as understanding the super excellent qualities of Krishna. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that only the fire of love of Godhead can cleanse one's soul. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions that the jiva purified of karma is what is mentioned as jiva anushayam, or anishayam. jiva anishayam, is a jiva purified of karma. And we know from Brahma Samhita that Brahmaji mentions that yastvindra gopa matavendra maho swakarma bandhan rupa phala bhajana matunoti. Right from the smallest insect called Indra Gopa till Indra, the lord of the heavenly planets, everyone forms his next body based on one's own karma. Swakarma, bandha, anurupa, according to that. Phala bhajana matanoti. It's the result of one's karma. So, how can this resultant cycle be stopped? So, Brahmaji confirms, karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. It can be burnt only by bhakti. Whose bhakti? Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Or Gopinatham. Adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Whichever way we look at it. So here, we have to be convinced of the fact that bhakti alone can purify one from the resultant actions of karma. Which is very obviously stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter entitled Modes of Material Nature, Three Modes of Material Nature, where effectively acharyas say that the chapters from 13 to 18 deal with Jnana Yoga. But Krishna himself says, Mam chayo avyabhicharana bhakti yogena sevate. It's very clearly mentioned. It is bhakti yogena sevate. Such a person goes beyond the three modes which bind us to karma. Sagunan samati tetan, beyond the karma or beyond the three modes which impose karma on us. So it's very clear, Krishna has repeatedly stated that it is bhakti alone that can rid us of the resultant actions of karma. And then what happens here, it is mentioned that there is an original spiritual body that the jiva attains. What is the original spiritual body? It is compared to the original form of molten gold. It's molten gold. We know that Srimati Radharani is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. So when we follow the process of Bhakti Yoga provided by the representatives of Srimati Radharani in disciplic succession, and we follow the whole process starting from Adho Guru Padashrayam, Sri Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam, Vishrambena Guru Seveya, Sadhu Margana Gavanam, and then Sadharma Pricha, what should I do to give up my karma? Or the resultant actions of karma. And the representative of Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi explains to us what it is. And then we become molten gold. That's the process that is mentioned in the purport. It's becoming molten gold. In Indore, Srila Prabhupada had engaged Hamsadutta Prabhu and several of his disciples to cultivate life members. In those days, life members were really considered very important. In the sense that there were very few of them. So then it so happened that once Hamsadutta Prabhu went with a devotee who spoke Hindi. And then they explain everything from Srila Prabhupada's book. They would show him something from Srila Prabhupada's books, say some of the BTGs and some of the other books, because not all books were out by then. This was the early 70s. And the first day, sure enough, just by repeating what's there in Srila Prabhupada's books, they made three life members. Voila! Three life members. So, similarly, Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, over various points of time, would speak with several people of Indore, and they managed to engage about 12 people to become life members. So about 12 life members over a period of time. That was substantial. And then one day they tried to preach to the royal family, the king of Indore. So they tried to explain to him the glories of these books of Srila Prabhupada and the importance of becoming a life member. So he declined. So then Hamsadutta Prabhu inquired from Srila Prabhupada, what does one have to say in order that somebody gets convinced to become a life member or anything? So for that, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, our books are like gold. It doesn't matter what you explain, what you speak. Those who want will take. Those who don't know the value will not take. So I was wondering that one of the means of becoming molten gold is by studying and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, which are molten gold. Like Srila Ramanujacharya says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sweet and the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are also sweet, whether you take them from the beginning, the middle, or the end. So Srila Prabhupada's books are also like that. They're molten gold and they're sweet molten gold. I mean, they do say that you start a child's samskaras by giving him some gold. So we can start the devotional life of most people by rendering him this service of giving them the molten gold of Srila Prabhupada's books. And this would help them progress in the path of bhakti, thereby becoming molten gold, which is through purification. And how does the purification happen? It's pretty interesting. Srila Prabhupada talks about in several of his lectures, Tat paratvena nirmalam. When you reach the state of purity. But when does that happen? It means sarvopadi vinirmuktam. When we give up all designations. Even the designation of being a devotee of the Lord is to be given up. Because none of the acharyas ever claimed that I'm a devotee. They would always look around, Hey Radhe, Vraja Devike, Chilalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta, where are you? Not like Rath Sham Sapne Me Aya. It's not that. Our acharyas have always believed in where is the Supreme Lord. They consider themselves the lowest of the lowest. Jyotidaya na koribe patita dekhiya, patita pavana nama kishire lagiya. That's what the acharya says. Jogyata bichara kichu nahi paye, tomar karuna shar. They never ever believed that they're devotees. So even to consider oneself a devotee is a designation. And once one overcomes these designations, it is natural for one to be situated in tat paratvena nirmalam. And in that situation, one becomes pure. It's interesting, there is a part of English vocabulary which is very rare, which is called Prabhupadism. One such word in Prabhupadism is unalloyed. You would not find this anywhere typically used in English literature. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions about how metals which are contaminated with gold, which is contaminated by the presence of inferior metals or let's just say anarthas imposed on us by the lower modes on our consciousness. So when Srila Prabhupada talks about unalloyed Krishna consciousness, it means without the contamination of these lower modes, these lower gunas, and the resultant anarthas which come from tuchha, sakti, kutinati, so many of them. So it is mentioned that the pure gold becomes pure by heating and hammering. For those who are originally inclined, especially those who are originally inclined, and we know that Krishna Shakti Vina Kichu Shadhinai Hoy. But it is also mentioned that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Shadhinai Hoy Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Korayodai. And in this purport also Srila Prabhupada mentions how hearing and chanting is a process by which we can retain this original position of purity. There was an Ashtanga yogi who met Srila Prabhupada. And he asked him that, first he mentioned about his glorious process of Yama, Niyama, Dharana, Dhyana, everything. What Prabhupada used to call famously nose pressing. So he would explain all that. And then he asked, so what is the process that you follow in Bhakti Yoga? And Srila Prabhupada said, our process starts with hearing the transcendental sound vibration. That's pretty much the process. Hearing the transcendental sound vibration. So, by hearing, our original consciousness gradually gets revealed to us. These impurities get cleansed. Srila Prabhupada mentions here, it cannot be done by the normal cleansing process, soap, water, etc. We know that cheto darpana marjanam. It's not like we take a wiper and cleanse the consciousness. The wiper is the holy name. So the holy name in the form of the Lord's names, the Lord's glories, nama, rupa, guna, leela, all of these, the Lord's, hearing about the Lord's associates. Today is the Katyanivrita, commencement of Katyanivrita. So we have to, in one sense, hear about the glories of the gopis. And ironically, Krishna says, Masanam marga shirshoham. He doesn't say Masanam kartikoham. That is Srimati Radharani, Kartika, Kartiki Matas. He is Marga Shirsha. And Marga Shirsha is when the gopis perform Katyanivrata. And Marga Shirsha is when ISKCON devotees perform Srila Prabhupada's marathon. So just like the gopis performed Katyayani Vrata to glorify the Supreme Lord and to attain Krishna as their husband, devotees of ISKCON across the world distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Sometimes Samadhi, Prabhupada calls it Samadhi book distribution. No eating, no sleeping, just distributing books right through 24 hours. Of course, please, conditions attached. As required. Ironically, we see that the best feasts are sponsored. We've seen in Delhi NCR, where I come from. Their best feasts are sponsored around the time of the Bhagavad Gita marathon, when devotees don't have the time to honor prasada. So, it's like pretty sadistic, one must say. However, we are talking about this Katyayani Vrata that's performed by devotees of book marathon. And Srila Prabhupada mentions, distribute books right through your life. It's quoted to Srila Prabhupada, attributed to Srila Prabhupada. I'm still not really confirmed this. But it's a good quote, so let's share. This says that you keep distributing books right through your life, and one day you will find out that the hand that takes the book is blue. Sounds good, doesn't it? One day keep distributing, and one day you'll find out the hand that takes the book is blue. So that's very inspirational. If the gopis could get Krishna by the Katyayana Vrata, for us we could get Krishna. Give Krishna, get Krishna. That's the process. Bhaktishu bhakta sankena parijayate. Devotion can come only by the association of devotees. Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhu sang. So devotees distribute Srila Prabhupada sangha, which is molten gold, to everyone indiscriminately. It's like an AK-47. AK-47 is allowing Krishna. AK is allowing Krishna. Get into the hearts of each of them. So until a jiva is convinced that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, and that's possible through the heating and hammering process alone. Some people, they say in Hindi, Lato se bhut, bato se nahi mante. Some people want to get hit. One of my greatest sources of inspiration is Gurus Madan Mohan Prabhu. Once gave the example of how if the child has picked up an issue with the father, so what does the mother do? The mother takes him to one corner and gives him a tight slap, as they say in Bombay. Takes him to one corner and gives him a tight slap. So that's what Maya does. To the average jiva, Maya Mukder, he cannot otherwise come to Krishna. So the heating and hammering is enforced. But of course, there is a bit of a concession. When devotees, having got the glorious mercies of Kartik, can deliver Srila Prabhupada books to them and make the process easier of understanding that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So this is the process of bestowing unalloyed devotion. Dhruva Maharaj says, Bhaktir muhu pravahatam tvai me prasango bhuyo rananda mahato amalashayanam enanja sholbanam uruvyasanam bhavabdim vyasanam bhavabdim is the travails of material existence. It's through bhakti that one can overcome the travails of material existence. How? Nineshe bhavat guna mrita panamatta. Guna katha mrita panamatta. Na eshe. Those who do not get the presence or the mercy of associating with the devotees who are completely intoxicated with the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, they will not get to overcome the material existence or the travails of material existence. But therefore, Dhruva Maharaj is praying with the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing right in front of him. He says, what do you want? Of course, he says, Swamin Kritartosmi Varam Nayachayat. He says in Hari Bhakti Shudodai, it's mentioned. But then he mentions, Krishna, you're standing in front of me, but I want association of your devotees. He doesn't say, I want you. It's like transcendental trickery. He says Krishna may not directly bestow himself, because Nectar Devotion mentions that Krishna personally doesn't sell himself easily. He doesn't give himself. He will give us anything else. Even in bhakti, we ask for anything. He will give us kara, graha, anything. Kara, graha, both. So any of these He will bestow on us. But He may not easily sell Himself. That is possible by hearing from Krishna's pure devotees. Neshe bhavat gunakathamrita panamattaha. Those who are gunakathamrita panamattaha. Such people, when they provide us association, will be able to get the Supreme Lord. And Mother Yashoda, we just this morning saw them being moved out from here for next 1 year. Somehow gives heavy feelings when that happens. Although they're right there all the time. But from an external point of view, they have disappeared from here. Srila Prabhupada famously mentioned, as all of you have heard many times, that Mother Yashoda could become mother of Krishna because she could purchase anxiety for Krishna. Krishna will sell Himself easily to that person who doesn't want to purchase Him, but who wants to purchase anxiety for Him. And purchasing anxiety for Krishna is heating and hammering, but as a burden of love. That makes us molten. When the devotee prays to the Supreme Lord that when I stand before you, I feel ashamed because of the anarthas. Mat samonasti papatma na aparadhicha kashchana. There is nobody more fallen than me. Pariharopi lajjesmin, out of shame. Kimbruvi purushottama, what can I say? And then he says, what? Yuvati nam yatha yunim yunam cha yuvatavyata manobi ramate tatvan manome ramatam tvai. As a young man is attracted to a young woman and vice versa, may develop attachment to your lotus feet. So it's like choosing Krishna consciously. Choosing Krishna helps us overcome the heating and hammering option. Maybe slightly difficult. We may have to purchase anxiety for Krishna. But purchasing anxiety for Krishna has its own benefits. Yashoda is one who bestows fame and has also been bestowed fame by being mother. Because she purchased anxiety for Krishna. Now, but how is this all possible? So it's mentioned that samsara sagara mati dustara mutsadiryo. It's so difficult to overcome. Naivam plavo bhagavata purushottamasya. It's possible only by using the boat of the Supreme Lord. But it's mentioned lila katha guna nisevana mantarena. By constantly hearing the transcendental glories of the Lord and His pastimes. Pumso bhavet vivita dukkha bhavardidasya. It is full of lot of miseries and distresses. They can be overcome by constantly hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord. How does this happen? It's some strange technology. By hearing the Supreme Lord, Bhagavatam says, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Else somewhere it's mentioned 75%. Now what happens to the remaining 25? Who can say? Who can say what happens to the remaining 25? Well, the first 75 is Shravanam and Mananam and Paricharcha. The remaining 25 is Nididhyasam, to act on the instructions. By acting on the instruction that we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, we can work towards it as per the instructions of the spiritual master. Like we hear in Kartik about the various demons slayed by Krishna in Vrindavan Leela. And it is mentioned about how Pralambasura and Dhenukasura were demons that are slain by Balaram, although he slayed other demons like Dvibida and Balbala. But these two are especially mentioned in the list. And these represent those anarthas which require us to work diligently by ourselves as per the instructions of Guru. Because Balaram represents the Adi Guru. So these demons that were killed represent those anarthas which require us to act on it by our efforts of bhajana kriya and by Guru's mercy and by hearing the transcendental sound vibration. Like Vritrasura prays that mamottama shloka gunanusakyam samsara dukkam brahmata swakarma bihi tvan maya atmatma cha darageh shasakta chittasana nata bhuyat. He's praying that mama uttama shloka jana anusukhyam. May I get the association of those people. There is a Dhruva Maharaj who prays right in front of the Supreme Lord. There is a Vritrasura who prays right in the middle of a battlefield. Mama uttama shloka jana anusukhyam. And what does it help? Samsara dukkhe brahmatam swakarma bhi. I'm wondering, jai rupe brahmanda brahmite. Like this. It starts with jai rupe, like this. We've been rotating over this brahmanda. And he says, how? And then he prays to the Supreme Lord, Tvan maya atma atma cha dharagesh. May I be able to overcome the attachment to my spouse, my child, my house, etc. Asakta chittasena natha bhuyat. May I never get attached. How will I get that? How I will get that by constant association of Uttama Shloka Jana. That way I will get the ability or the empowerment to overcome this attachment. And it's mentioned in the previous verse, very interestingly, by melting of the heart, one becomes very steady in spiritual life. It was a little bewildering for me. That we normally say that when one is steady in spiritual life, one's heart can melt. But here it's mentioned, by melting of the heart, one becomes very steady. So then, the thought that came to one's mind is about Vaishnava compassion. Jibir Doya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that to bestow Jivir Daya, one needs to be non-violent. One has to be non-violent. You can't, like they say, you can't cut the throat of a bird or an animal for meat and then preach about peace in the world. It's not possible. So therefore, unless one abandons non-violence, one cannot practice compassion. And that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, is by preaching. By preaching, one can bestow the compassion. So by constant preaching, one can try to repay the indebtedness to the parampara. Because it is not possible to repay the spiritual master and the parampara. But Srila Prabhupada mentioned that it is possible by preaching. So to preach, one must have jivir doya. And to preach is non-violence. By constantly distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, by distributing his instructions, by distributing Krishna's message in the form of Bhagavad Gita, as it is, or jashi ahet tashi, one can easily practice compassion. While constantly practicing compassion, one can see the gratitude in one's heart deepen for Srila Prabhupada. Because the greatest preacher from the platform, if he takes a bag of books and goes out and distributes books, he can really see how great his preaching is. It gets tested. Because no one there gives an introduction that so-and-so is from such and such temple and he's got such and such designation. You go to somebody, show him a book, he says, "Time nahi hai." It's transcendence of the ego at its best. How many of you had experience of distributing a whole day books and not distributing one book till the end of the evening? How many of you had that experience? And after throwing up one's hand and saying, "I surrender," how many of you had a change of heart from Krishna manifest itself? How many of you have seen that? Some of you have. And as you see from book distribution nectar, you read that, you can see so many examples of how Krishna makes us dependent. Whether we want to or not, eventually we will become dependent when we get out and do Sankirtan. Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj mentions that it overcomes the fat of, helps overcome the fat of false ego. There is fat that is embedded. When you go out and distribute, it reduces the fat. I mean, I must be the last person to talk about it, but when one goes out and distributes, it really helps. Krishna consciousness itself is a shortcut. I heard this from Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He said, Krishna consciousness all is already a shortcut. Don't try to take any further shortcuts in Krishna consciousness. So, we can try that by going out and distributing books. It may look like a shortcut because Srila Prabhupada says preaching means book distribution. So, it's a shortcut to preaching. But this one is a good shortcut to take. A famous English poet mentioned taking the road less traveled. This is the road less traveled. People don't want to take the spirituality. When one purchases anxiety for Krishna and Guru, by bestowing molten gold in the form of Srila Prabhupada books, not only does one's own impurities get cleansed, but the impurities in the hearts of others also get cleansed. When somebody asks Srila Prabhupada, Is it true that when we distribute your books, the person who takes the books gets initiated by you? Now, at the risk of somebody who is part of the Supreme Court case taking care of ISKCON Bangalore, I must say that Srila Prabhupada actually said, one who takes my book is actually initiated by me. So please don't try this stunt of Ritvik at home. But what it essentially means is that Srila Prabhupada is the most preeminent Shiksha Guru of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Any person who touches a book of Srila Prabhupada, his life is transformed. We must be convinced about this. How else can someone who has not had any formal training in Krishna consciousness, even on Krishna consciousness, even God consciousness, he is taking to the bhakti process, whether it is Atlanta or whether it is Antarctica even, very soon I am sure. Some devotees will be, I heard that some devotee was planning to carry Srila Prabhupada's Vigraha to Antarctica to ensure that Prabhupada is present on all the continents. It's happening. This is mercy manifesting. Like Srila Prabhupada on the Vyasasana in Caracas, I think, when he sang Parama Karuna, he started shedding tears. It's mercy of Gauranga that's being distributed through these books. We must be convinced that that pleasure that I got, I must share with others of Krishna consciousness. This is Vaishnava compassion. This is Jibir Doya. And when one practices the Jibir Doya, the heart starts melting. And when the starting of the melting process reaches a certain level, then one can sense the steadiness creeping into one's spiritual life. There's one problem that one faces in spiritual life called Niyama Akshama. One takes vows but cannot fulfill them. So, like one may take a target for book distribution, one will do so much. And we're not able to meet those targets. So one simple target one can take for preaching is how many people will I touch with Srila Prabhupada's books? The rest of the preaching Srila Prabhupada will do. His books will do. What can 3 minutes of your preaching do? Give him a book and his life will be changed forever. So put Srila Prabhupada's books in people's hands. And by preaching, faith increases. Our own faith increases. By Jibir Doya. Srila Prabhupada mentions, by fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is Samadhi. By fully being absorbed in distribution, it is Samadhi. And that is possible for only a grateful heart. A grateful heart wants to share the good fortune. What I've got, others must get. It's mentioned further in this chapter that a blind person feels personal gratitude to a doctor who has restored his sight. So we say, Chokhudan Dilojai Jonme Jonme Prabhu Shai. So if you're grateful to the spiritual master, we have to repay the debt somehow, or at least endeavor to repay the debt by preaching. By reaching and then allowing Prabhupada to do the preaching. We can only do the reaching. We can do the reaching to people. We can reach Srila Prabhupada's books to them. Srila Prabhupada will then do the preaching. Or the Guru Parampara will do the preaching. So we discussed about how book distribution is Katyanam Vrata. And therefore I want to request all of us to take this Vrata book distribution. Yena Tena Prakarena. Mana Krishna Niveshyat. Somehow by hook or crook try to put Srila Prabhupada's books in people's hands. Or offices, as the case may be. It's very interesting that in Delhi, about a week back, I went to visit somebody in a company. This company, their main product is liquor. So, it was a little ironical what I would want to do. On the table of the CEO of the company, were various brands of the liquor that they market. And surprisingly, I could find one ISKCON diary on his table. Diary for 2018, because he was maintaining his schedule. Must be not very techno-savvy, I suppose. But he was still using a diary of ISKCON. And when he saw us, he remembered that at some point of time for his daughter's wedding, we had arranged for some extra rooms for him in the temple guest house. So then he welcomed us and then he was not sure because his company's corporate social responsibility would entail sponsoring value education books. It doesn't matter that the responsibility of the corporate is to sell liquor. It doesn't bother them. But the corporate social responsibility, they're bothered. So then he said, I'm not sure about the company, but from my personal account, he took out some money and gave it to us. He sponsored some 500 Bhagavad Gitas. Just like that. He picked up from his pocket and gave us. Just because somehow Srila Prabhupada's movement has touched him. A diary which has got some Gita quotes on each page. Even that can transform people's life. And this is the idea that can transform a life. Srila Prabhupada's books. So someone mentioned once in West Delhi where there was a lecture that the first 50% of your life you try to go back to Godhead. The next 50% you try to take others back to Godhead. I mean, I don't know. My personal realization has been after the first 50% you realize that it's very tough. You can't do it anyway. So at least maybe try to help people and in the process get some mercy. That seems more practical. So this is one thought that when we give pure gold of Srila Prabhupada books, we give Krishna, we give Krishna, we get Krishna, we get Krishna, we become gold. This is what is mentioned in the verse. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in order to distribute these books, one thing that he mentions is that you should sit in one place and chant 16 rounds. So I think whatever success any temple gets in book distribution is because the temple leaders, the temple preachers should chant, sit and chant the rounds attentively. And I read somewhere that one should stay true to oneself. Because you can't expect others to be true to you. Since you can't expect other people to be true to you, it's better to stay true to oneself. Stay true to oneself. Keep praying to the Supreme Lord. Pray for mercy. Pray for empowerment. Try to distribute Krishna in the form of books, in the form of Krishna's message. Purchase anxiety for Krishna. And therefore, purchase the Lord. Purchasing the Lord includes also taking responsibility for Krishna. Those of you who want to simply be a simple devotee in one corner, please forget that option. In ISKCON, first of all, you can never remain in one corner. Somehow or the other, Krishna catapults you to the center and puts you in services where you understand that you are not qualified at all. When you say that yuktasya bhaktamcha neenjatopi, it does not mean the spiritual master is engaging us as per our psychophysical nature. No. What it means is that the spiritual master is engaging us in services which will make us fully realize that we are good for nothing. When we realize we are zero and that Krishna is the hero and that only by Krishna's mercy and Guru Parampara's mercy we can serve, then we develop the heating and hammering within devotion to become purified. So let us not take any shortcuts. Let us struggle for Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada said, don't take away my privilege of struggling for Krishna. That hitting and hammering is welcome. And to the degree, it is mentioned in this chapter itself, to the degree that the Atma becomes purified by hearing and chanting my glories, Krishna says, to that extent he can become pure. So this is an opportunity for us to sit and hear Krishna Katha and after Prasadam, go out and give Krishna Katha. We will simply reach Srila Prabhupada books and then Srila Prabhupada will preach Krishna Katha. Srila Prabhupada book marathon ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Nitani Dai Gaur Sitanath Premanande. Hare Krishna. About 3 minutes, some of the senior Vaishnavas can... I think I want you to speak, Mukund Mala Prabhu. You must speak.
What is the alloy? You said my child samskar begins with gold. What is that?
Yeah, there is one of the samskaras which is introduced in Ayurveda that at the beginning of a child's active life, they put some gold on the child's tongue which is supposed to build resistance and immunity for the body and purifies the body. Now, if gold can purify the body, the molten gold of Krishna's message can definitely purify the consciousness. So that was the samskara that we have to do to the heart. I was talking about. Srini Vaishnavas want to contribute something? You can take one question, please, can then finish. Who has a question that, yes, Prabhu?
I'm sorry, Prabhu, I do not know anything about you. I've seen
That's your good fortune, trust me.
I've seen you for the first time, but I was very much convinced and very much enlivened by your class.
That's awesome.
Two, three things which I really liked it was that hearing and chanting is the only process for spiritual advancement. Okay. And more you spend more and more time in hearing and chanting, real purification starts.
Yes.
And once the real purification starts, you come to a conclusion that you are helpless and hopeless, and without Krishna's mercy, you cannot go ahead. This is what I could understand the gist of your class. Is it correct, Prabhu?
Thank you.
So now I have one question for you is,
oops.
How to see to it that the taste of hearing and chanting increases?
Yeah.
What is the step a devotee has to take so that the taste of hearing and chanting increases?
Yeah. So, thank you. If I understand your question right, you convinced that the process of hearing and chanting is the one that will help us develop pure devotion. But you are in doubt as to what will help hasten the taste for this chanting and hearing. So, we discussed that bhakti su bhakta sanghena parijayate. It takes one to make one, Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj says. So, we should first find out somebody who is already practicing, who has already had a taste for good hearing. I heard one of my instructing teachers tell me once that the answer to all these questions, like how does one develop taste for service, how does one develop taste for hearing, how does one develop taste for chanting, is devotee association. Because Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hai Sadhu Sangha. At the root is devotion. Devotee association. So one, to get the association of those devotees who have developed the taste for chanting and hearing. Specifically hearing. So it will help if at a practical level we can have Bhagavad study groups. Or in your own counseling groups you could pick friends with whom you have. Like you have gym packs. You can have consciousness gym packs. People sitting down and discussing specific aspects of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is one way. Another way is the best study that you can do is when you have a lecture to deliver most of the time. I don't think I would have picked up 11th canto and studied it unless I had a lecture to deliver, with due respect. 11th canto, 14th chapter, oh, of course I study that daily. No. It's because devotees, Rudranath Prabhu and some of the devotees told me that you should deliver the class, and Mukundmala Prabhu sacrificed your interests by not giving class and asking me to, that I managed to study this 11th canto. So, in one sense, while we want to preach the glories of the Lord, we by default develop taste for understanding the katha. Although Rupa Goswami says that this is also an anartha. To study important points, keeping in mind that I will use this in class one day, is bad study. But still, by constantly preaching, there is a goal. There is a goal, like somebody who is physically not very active like me. I wouldn't climb these steps otherwise. But the only reason I climb these steps is because there is darshan. And I have to take darshan. So there is a purpose one does that. Quite similarly, when one has a preaching goal, or one has a helping goal to help someone else study Bhagavatam better. In fact, one wonderful service one can render, I mean, you look like somebody who can speak well, is teaching. Taking to teaching is a great service where one can learn to glorify the Supreme Lord. For to teach, you have to study. Teaching means learnt twice, Prabhupada mentions. Mentioned elsewhere also. Teaching is learning twice. So the taste for hearing and studying will naturally come when one starts teaching. That's an option. So there's a lot of us who are got this service from the Mayapur Institute, Vrindavan Institute, etc., where you can teach courses like teacher's training or Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, etc. This way we can develop one taste. Then associating with devotees who have the genuine taste for Bhagavatam is another. The other thing is to add Krishna to one's life. Add Krishna Katha to one's life. How? There are non-value added activities in our life, many of them, like driving. I don't know in Bombay whether that is even an activity. But if there is, then it's a non-value added activity. Or for mothers, well, cooking is natural for them. It's not that they have to think that it's like a gear that will get changed itself. It is unconscious competence. They already know how to cook. So while cooking for the Supreme Lord, one can hear katha. And by subliminal hearing, constantly hearing, Srila Prabhupada mentioned the result of good chanting is more chanting. And the result of more chanting is good chanting. So once somebody asked His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj this question in front of me, I remember this was in, this was 17-18 years back in Mira Road where I got connected. They said that, is it important to chant attentively 2 rounds or to chant 16 rounds Chesavi? So His Holiness replied, stating that it is far better to chant 16 rounds than 2 attentive rounds. Because there is no guarantee that your 2 attentive rounds will remain attentive. So you chant 16 rounds, by default they will, from quantity will come quality. By the same token, quantity of study will, as we increase the quantity of study, we will start getting quality. Another thing is in terms of studying, keeping notes. And if you have 1 hour study, 45 minutes of study, 15 minutes of summarizing. Recap what you are doing and then discuss it with somebody. But doing this process, what you've studied stays in your mind. Like after a class, we see new bhaktas especially. I don't know what that enthusiasm takes the form of after 6 months or 1 year. After class, they will discuss actually what was discussed in class and how it is useful to me. That is nitidhyasa. And then applying it. By applying it, one will get the taste of the realization of that instruction. Then one will develop the taste of the instruction per se. And therefore develop taste for the story. So these 3-4 points. And there could be many more.
There is another point which I would like to get clarify. You mentioned it very nicely that with the association of devotees, your hearing and chanting increases. How a neophyte devotee will get that good association of devotees, even if he is not so much committing himself so much, but still somehow or other, he can get a good association. Because I could understand is, without a sincere good group of good devotees, spiritual life is extremely difficult to maintain it. Whatever points which you are mentioning, it's definitely good. But once we come in a good association of devotee, automatically our spiritual life completely shoots up like anything. So what a devotee has to do, that Krishna's mercy just flows, because finally many times we have heard that it's only by Krishna's mercy you are going to get good association.
I think the important thing is to not judge somebody as a pure devotee, because a pure devotee could be sitting right next to you. So start with whatever association we get and get more of it. It's very important. Krishna's, this is the gift that we have. Whatever association we have of devotees is a gift. Like Mahatma Prabhu talks about how this person dies and goes to heaven. There is a poem, famous poem, where he finds that Sankirtan leader who stole money, that temple president who was rude to devotees, that cook who stole bhoga of Gopinath. And then he asks his guru, why are they all staring at me? So his guru tells him, they are all looking at what are you doing here in the spiritual world. So when we see that yogyata bichare kichu nahi pai, and whatever association I get is Krishna's mercy, one has to realize the value of whatever association one gets. To first cherish the association you get. Once you cherish whatever you get, then Krishna will give more. He will give more association. And the other thing is to, it's mentioned that one should, Srila Bhakti Brihad Bhavat Maharaj once told that one should try to serve under a devotee for whom one has fearful respect. It has to be fearful respect. It has to be respect because he is a senior Vaishnava. It has to be fearful because I may commit offenses. And at the same time, not take too much liberties with a person. There should be somebody like that in one's life. Somebody like that. With whom one can constantly get the heating and hammering. And that will make the purification. Srila Bhaktitirtha Damodar Maharaj, who is one of my instructing teachers, told once, humility by humiliation. One should be ready to associate with whichever devotee one gets first. Like Bhaktitirtha Maharaj's famous example of, think of the devotee, think of the person you love the most and transfer the dealings you have with that person to everyone else you meet. If you love somebody, the feelings you have for that person, transfer it to all the people we meet. So whichever association we get, cherish them. And have someone who can actually heat and hammer us. Let them humiliate us. From that humiliation will come humility. And from humility will come a taste for hearing and chanting. Because unless we develop this dainya bhava, it is difficult to develop taste for chanting and hearing. Humility is a big price. Humility will give us shraddha. Shraddha is the price to pay to Nityananda Prabhu. But to shraddha, to get shraddha, one must have that dainya bhava. That will come by devotee association, no matter whatever value may be externally perceived about that particular devotee. Let us cherish that association. You are the pure devotee, could be right next to you. And could all be right next to you. So therefore, cherish the association. Seek somebody who can humiliate us and still give us humility. And this way, one will be able to understand the value of association. Because you can also write down a log. Write down one of the things that is mentioned by psychiatrists and psychologists across the world is to write gratitude letters. Sit and write down a thank you letter to all the devotees who have helped you in your life so far. Sit and write them down. There are enough of them in terms of association. And try getting in touch with them and thanking them for what they have done to your life. That could make a huge transformation. Thanking one's Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Guru every morning after Vanchakalpa prayers. It helps develop that gratitude. That because I have cherished what you given me, Krishna, you have given me more devotees. Thank you for giving these devotees to me, Krishna. So Krishna, we are assuming that Krishna will say, oh, you're grateful for what I've given? Take more. Because when Srila Prabhupada mentions, when Krishna sees a devotee trying to study about Krishna, he says, oh, my devotee is trying to understand me. And then Krishna gives Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Extending and extrapolating the same example, when we are trying to understand devotees better and cherish their association and be grateful to what we have received, then Krishna gives, oh, my devotee likes devotees, I will give him more devotees. Is one understanding. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada marathon ki jai.